Spies deeds, spies deeds, spies deeds, spies deeds. Oh Allah, bless us with pious deeds, with pious deeds.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. My dear viewers of Bani Channel, welcome to another silsila, or you can say our last silsila of pious deeds. And in this silsila of pious deeds, we're going to be talking about how to get into good habits. This is what our topic is, how to get into good habits. And inshallah, we will learn how to get into the good habits. These pious deeds which we have mentioned throughout Ramadan, throughout the silsilas of Ramadan, inshallah, we're going to touch briefly upon them as well, and then how to get into the habit of them, inshallah. Let's start by pondering over whether that we recite Salatul Nabi or not. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, may the person who hears me being mentioned but does not recite Salat upon me be disgraced. May the person who finds Ramadan but is not forgiven before his departure be disgraced. May the person who has old parents but is not entered into heaven by respecting them and serving them be disgraced. My dear views of Madinah, in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned this same thing. The person is unfortunate. The one who finds his parents but does not treat them well is unfortunate. The one who hears my name being mentioned but does not recite salat is unfortunate. So my dear views of Madinah, to save ourselves from being unfortunate, or in this case being disgraced, we need to be pondering over these three things. One is that the one who has old parents, he needs to be serving them, and through serving them, able to enter paradise. Today, parents are there as a blessing, but today we are not there, we are not serving them. We are not able to attain paradise through this action. And if it could be, we might be entitled of them words of being disgraced. Also, the one who finds the month of Ramadan but is not forgiven before his departure being disgraced. My dear viewers of Manichal, the blessed month of Ramadan is leaving us. Have we fulfilled the rite of Ramadan? Have we able to gain protection from the fire of hell in this blessed month? Have we able to gain forgiveness in this blessed month? Have we able to attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month? If not, then we need to really start pondering over our actions. And also, the one who hears the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being mentioned, but he does not recite Salatul Nabi, it's also mentioned that he also be disgraced. My dear views of Madinah Channel, whenever you hear the blessed name of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it's you're hearing it on the channel now, whether you're hearing it amongst people in the masjid or in the house, or someone mentions the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, get into the habit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inshallah azawajal, you will never be disgraced, and you will never be unfortunate, inshallah. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear viewers of Bandi Channel, today our topic is how to get into good habits. And how we can get into good habits, alhamdulillah, we've talked about throughout our silsila of pious deeds about good habits. We talked about number of these good habits. We've talked about, we started off with intentions, we started off with salah, we started off with doing nafli ibadah, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, giving salam to Muslims, and preaching the deen, teaching the Quran, learning the Quran, reading the Quran, spreading the Quran. We've talked about pondering over one's actions. We've talked about repenting over your actions. We've talked about those nawafils. For example, Jasht, Awabin, Tahiyatul Masjid, Tahiyatul Wudu. These are option nawafils, alhamdulillah, as well. We've talked about, you know, the benefit of inviting others towards goodness, forbidding them from evil. We've talked about those habits which we need to be controlling ourselves from. For example, anger. For example, protecting the eyes, protecting the tongue. For example, avoiding lying, backbiting, jealousy, arrogance. These talk of hadith, the habits of the heart, the illness of the heart. And we've talked about all these habits and much more in our silsila pious deeds. But now the question is, and the topic today is, how to get into good habits, how to get into the habits of doing all these zakir. My dear viewers, alhamdulillah, may Allah shower His mercy upon the wali of our time, Sheikh Tariqat Amir Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Damatul Barakatum Al-Aliya. When he knew that it was difficult for anyone to tell the people to be able to do this, to do this action, to do this action, today we are in such a time where a father can't tell his son, a mother can't tell her daughter about to do good or about to avoid evil. So Sheikh Tariqat Amir Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Damat Bulkatum Aliya, realizing this situation of our time, he gave this questionnaire in the hands of every believer, alhamdulillah, so that they can ask themselves these questions. They can reflect over their own actions themselves. They can reflect over the sins which they are committing themselves. Alhamdulillah, how did he do this? Through a very beautiful booklet, and a booklet of self-accountability, a booklet, a way to ponder over our actions, and he called them the 72 pious deeds. My dear viewers of Mani Channel, what is this 72 pious deeds? Alhamdulillah Azawajal. You can find this in a booklet form where Sheikh Tariqat Amir Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya has given these 72 points of pious deeds. Also, you can download this from the website. You can download this from your phone free of charge, called the pious deeds, nek amal in the Urdu language. Inshallah, when you will download this, you will able to realize how important this is, how this will make us ponder over our actions, how this will get us into the habit of doing good actions. Because with every action, this has been put as a form of a question, and with every question there are boxes. For an example, those actions which are done on a daily basis, there's 30 boxes for them, for 30 days of the month. And those actions which are weekly, they've been put in 5 boxes as to 4 or 5 weeks in a month. Like this, there are monthly actions where one box is put down if you have done this action once in a month. There's yearly actions if you have done this in a year or once in your lifetime. My dear viewers of Mani Channel, this is a way to reflect. Once we start taking our own accountability, once we start sitting and meditating over the fact of the Akhirah, over taking our own accountability. It is mentioned in the blessed hadith that meditation on the matters of the hereafter for a moment is better than 60 years of worship. My dear viewers of Mani Channel, just try to ponder over this, that how important meditation is, how important it is for us to take our own accountability. This is a way we can get into the habit of doing good deeds, inshallah, the more we will focus upon our action, the more we will think that today, did I make any good intention? Today, did I read my 5 daily salah? Did I read any durood e pak, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Did I give salam to the Muslim? Did I teach others or learn the Holy Quran? Did I ponder over my own actions? Did I take my own accountability? Did I read Salatul Tawbah? Did I repent for my sins? Did I read such and such a nawafil, tahajjud, ishraq, chasht, awabin? Did I do any individual effort? Did I invite others towards goodness? What time and how much time did I give for the deen? These are all questions in this. And also the things which we need to be avoiding, such as anger, such as keep protecting our eyes, joking, lying, hurting people's feelings, arrogance, all this, and taunting. My dear viewers of Madi Channel, all these you will find them in this very beautiful booklet, and also the application of Dawat Islami about self-accountability, about pondering over your actions, and the way you will able to do this, inshallah. Once you start opening this book, you will start to read the questions. Inshallah, you will find that each and every, there's boxes for each and every question. These are daily questions which we need to be asking ourselves. Once we start taking our own accountability, we'll get into the habit of doing good. Just take for an example, the first question in this pious deed booklet is, today have you made at least one good intention before performing some permissible deed? This is just the first question. And if every day we were to ask ourselves, did I make any good intentions? Now you can be asking yourself, my dear viewers of Mani Channel, did you make any good intentions today? Once you ask yourself, you're able to sit and reflect. And once you sit and reflect, you're able to think, did I I do this action today? Did I make any good intentions today? Let me read some of these questions out to you so that you can able to reflect, inshallah, as well. Today, did you offer your 5 daily salah with jamaat, with the congregation? And may we never miss offering salah in the first row with takbir-e-ula. Another question is, today, have you given invitation to offer salah in your home, market, wherever we are during the time of salah, before offering salah yourself? This is mean inviting others towards goodness. Then is this also that today, did you recite Surah Mulk in the night? If we were to ponder over this, we learnt about Surah Mulk. What was the benefit of Surah Mulk? The benefit of Surah Mulk was the person is protected from the punishment of the grave. Now, if we were to start questioning ourselves on a daily basis, that today did I read Surah Mulk? And inshallah, when you will see that you, when you will question yourself every night, did I read Surah Mulk? This will get you into the habit of reading it, inshallah. Also, then there's we talked about Urad and Wazaif. There's a question in here. Have you read any Urad or of the Shajara today? These are those Urad we talked about, those things which protect us, those things which will help us and save us from difficulty. Alhamdulillah azawajal, these Urads are given by the pious predecessors, rahimahullah. Alhamdulillah, many books on Urad and Wazaif are there. And also Urads like Ayatul Kursi, the one who reads this at every night, will be protected from shaitan. It'll be protected from difficulty in the night. Also, we talked about Durood-e-Pak, peace and blessings upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, there's a question in here that have you recited Salat upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at least 313 times? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. When we will read this question on a daily basis, and once you, if you did it, you will fill it into the box. And at the end of the month, you realize how many days did you recite Salat upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the same way, there's a question here, did you save your eyes from sins today? Remember, we talked about the importance of protecting one's eyes, that the one who doesn't protect his eyes, burning lead would be poured into these eyes. If he was to, the one who look at haram, burning lead is to be poured into these eyes on the day of judgment. So it's important that we ponder over this point, this action of protecting our eyes from haram. In the same way, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is important for us to protect our ears from haram, from listening, from backbiting, listening from people of swearing, music, etc. In the same way, there's another question. Now, these questions are related with protecting your eyes. There's another question. Whilst walking or traveling in a car, did you have a habit of keeping your gaze lowered and protecting yourself from useless gaze? This is also a question in this pious deed, my dear viewers. If every day when we are traveling, where do our eyes go? What are our eyes looking at? And how can we get into the habit of realizing that we are doing this wrong? That when we are looking at wrong and haram things, the way we will get into this habit is when we will start to ponder over this. In another question in this pious book deed is, upon becoming angry with someone at home or outside today, have you cured your anger by staying quiet, or have you spoke up? Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is something which is making us reflect again as a question. Today, did you save your tongue from this as well? And there was also other questions in this. Today, in order to get rid of the habit of saving your tongue from unnecessary conversation, have you conversed something through gesture, meaning through sign language, or writing something down 3 times? Also, another question in this is, today, have you made an effort of refraining from joking, from taunting, hurting people's feelings, and avoiding laughing out loud? Subhanallah, Shaykh Tariqat Amir Sunnat Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah is making us reflect over this on a daily basis. Did you hurt someone's feeling today? Just ask yourself, every day of our life passes by, but we are hurting people's feeling by taunting to them, by joking to them, by calling them names. Alhamdulillah Azawajal. There's another question in this. Have you saved your tongue from sins today by accusing others, hurting people's feelings, swearing, etc.? Inshallah Azawajal, when we were to reflect over this on a daily basis, inshallah Azawajal, on this question, we will able to save ourselves, our tongue from this as well. Also, there's questions about increasing with our knowledge. Is mentioned in one question that have you conducted the halqa, the gathering for reading or listening to the tafsir today of the Holy Quran? Subhanallah, my dear views of Manichala, in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, and in different masajis and in Fazane Madinas, in the Marakis of Dawat Islami, where 5 times daily prayers is taken place, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, after Salat al-Fajr, the translation of tafsir of the Holy Quran takes place. Make it a habit of yours to attend these halqas also. This is a question which is asked. Also, Alhamdulillah, we have Siratul Jinan, the tafsir written by Mufti Qasim Sahib, Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah. Alhamdulillah Azawajal. Also, we have the Kanzul Iman Sharif, the translation of Kanzul Iman, the Holy Quran, which has been translated in the English language. It's available from Maktabatul Madina. Try to purchase these books, and there are many other books of Amil Sunnat Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah, and the books published by the published department of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, these are means of us reflecting and changing and improving ourselves and getting into good habits. Also, there are those questions which are related to the tongue, which is mentioned that have you refrained from tale telling, listening to lies, committing or listening to backbiting, and committing or listening to tale telling. Subhanallah, my dear views of Madni Channel, we need to be saving ourselves from these sins. This is a beautiful way of calculating your amal, your actions. These questions, inshallah, when we were to read them on a daily basis, inshallah, we were able to ponder over these actions. Also, we talked about getting into the habit of doing extra ibadat, extra nawafil. Alhamdulillah, there's a question in here. Did you offer your tahajjud salah, or in the case you have not slept at night, have you offered Salatul Layl? And also another question, did you offer the voluntary salah of our Abin and Ishraq and Josh? Remember, my dear viewers of Mani Channel, we've talked about these Nawafil, our Abin, the benefit of these, if our the benefit of Ishraq, the benefit of Josh, Alhamdulillah. Also, those actions which are voluntary, those actions, for example, the Sunnat of Sunnat-e-Ghair-Mokida, Amir-e-Sunnat-Damat-Barakatum-Al-Aliyah, to get into this habit of acting upon these actions. Is in one of the questions is mentioned, today have you offered the Sunnah of Asr or Isha? These are Sunnat-e-Ghair-Mokida. Also offering Sunnat-e-Ghair-Mokida, those Sunnahs which it's better to read, and if one misses them, he's not sinful. Amil Sunnat Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah has given us a mindset on this. And one of the questions, have you offered the Sunnah of Asr or Isha Salah, which pursued the Farais, meaning before the Farad, these Sunnahs come, these are Sunnat-e-Ghair-Mokida. If we, to get into the habit of reading Sunnat-e-Ghair-Mokida, these Sunnahs of Asr, Sunnahs of Isha, inshaAllah, when we will fill out this pious book deed on a daily basis, Alhamdulillah, we'll able to reflect that how many days in the 30 days have we read our Sunnah of these Sunnahs, Alhamdulillah. Also, we talked about getting into the habit of making our society better, making our society peaceful. How was that? By giving salam. Alhamdulillah, we talked about giving salam. And the salam, one of the questions is, today whilst going to office, work, or returning home, in the bus, train, etc., have you said salam to Muslims? Similarly, whilst passing through a street, or have you said salam to Muslims who were sitting or standing on the way? My dear viewers of Madni Channel, subhanAllah, how beautiful is this booklet of this self-accountability of pious deeds, Alhamdulillah, that gets us into the habit of giving salam. Inshallah, these are those actions which we talked about in our pious deeds, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. And now, Alhamdulillah, to get them into a practical habit, Alhamdulillah, we've got the pious deed booklet, which we'll go through every day. We talked about traveling for the sake of deen. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, one of the questions in this is a monthly question, that have you traveled for 30 days kafila in a year according to the timetable? Subhanallah Azawajal. This is an annual question. Also, we had the monthly question, have you traveled in at least 3 days Madani kafila this month? So my dear viewers of Madni Channel, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, these are questions to put us into the habit. One box, we filled it, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, you're able to see all we talked about, right, inviting others towards goodness, traveling for the sake of deen, inviting others. Alhamdulillah, there's a question in this, have you participated in the call towards righteous at least once in the week? Alhamdulillah Azawajal, the brothers of Dawat Islami, they go out inviting others towards goodness every week, calling people towards righteousness, Alhamdulillah Azawajal. All these habits and much more, the 72 pious deed booklet by dear viewers of Madinah Inshallah. Try to purchase this from Maktabatul Madinah. Also, you can download this onto your phone as an application, Alhamdulillah. This will get you into the habit of doing good deeds. How to get into this habit of good deeds? Another thing is adopt good company. Inshallah Azawajal, when we are in the good company, adopt the company of Dawat Islami. When we are in this beautiful company of the mahal of Dawat Islami, inshallah Azawajal, we will able to get into the habits where people around us are continuously reminding us, people around us are inviting us on a weekly basis to the weekly gatherings, people around us on a monthly basis are asking us to travel on Madani Kafilas, traveling in the way of Allah. On a daily basis, people are reminding us to do our self-accountability by acting upon the pious deeds. Inshallah, Azawajal, we will get into these good habits. People around us are teaching the Quran, learning the Quran. Yes, my dear viewers of Madinah Inshallah, the environment of Dawat Islami is doing this. Approximately 82 departments Dawat Islami is working in, Alhamdulillah. Teaching the Quran, learning the Quran, learning the knowledge of Deen, spreading the knowledge of Deen. Alhamdulillah, literature of Dawat Islami is in many languages, in many books, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. So many ways to connect, to make yourself pious, to able to act upon these. And also we have our great Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, Madhu views of Madani channel. Continue watching this Madani channel throughout the year, throughout your life. This will get you into the habit of doing good actions, inshallah. These are ways of connecting and getting into good habits, Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, the more we'll be connected to this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, the more we will able to seek the knowledge of Deen and to act upon it. This is for brothers, and also sisters are having the similar types of gatherings, similar types of events, Alhamdulillah, are taking place. Courses, Alhamdulillah, online courses are available to seek the knowledge of Deen for brothers, sisters, for children, wherever you are in the world, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal. You can connect to Dawat Islami through the internet, Alhamdulillah. You have the website of Dawat Islami, www.dawatislami.net, where you can know about the literature and the information about Dawat Islami. So connect yourself to this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, and inshallah, through this, we'll be able to do good actions and pious deeds and able to act upon them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon these pious deeds and teach them to others. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Pious deeds, pious deeds.